Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, a podcast where each week two dear friends, friendship goals friends even, talk about their favorite character actor in the world, Mr. John Leguizamo. Now, usually we talk about it by watching something he's been in, playing something he's voiced, which we haven't done yet though, or watching 18 episodes of a show he's done. Mm-hmm. But for the last five weeks, we've done mini episodes. That is because Zachy, one of those two friends, which is me, I fucked this intro.
That thing just flashed on and off. Is that okay?
It did it last week.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Hello.
I forgot to introduce us.
Yeah.
And that's on me because last week I teased you for your intro.
I am so happy right now.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
The joy.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
And I deserve
it. It's not so
it.
Easy if you haven't done it for a while. Hey, mate.
I can feel it. My name is Zach. You might know me from fucking up the intro. Mm. I'm joined, as always, by my dear co-host, Mitch Wittrup. Mitch Wittrup, who you might know from...
Fucking up last week. Also, I put a mint in my mouth as immediately you pressed record.
Oh, my God. I thought you'd already done it. I mistimed that.
No, that's okay.
So, Mish, usually we watch something.
Usually
last 5 weeks, we did mini episodes because I was going on tour or I'd just gotten back from tour, didn't have time to watch something. This week, we had all the time in the world.
Yeah. We had so much time, we could have done anything.
We could have watched all of his... We could have watched his entire filmography.
Yeah.
But we couldn't because 3 weeks ago, we had a comment go viral.
Now, for you true Leguizamarama listeners.
Those that have been with us for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The real fans, the OGs.
I have a feeling that our episode last week didn't pick up any newbies.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think anyone listened to last week's episode and went, like as their first ever Leguizamarama episode, and went, I like these guys.
Holy shit, Zach's back from tour?
Get the fuck.
Are they going to talk about
hay
it for
fever?
20?
She does sound like a jealous person. I want to follow these guys and see what they're up to. So a few weeks ago in podcast time, Zach and I watched a video on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Very short, of John Leguizamo having a little dance-off with Kelly Ripa. On Live with Kelly and
maybe you don't
Mitch
remember us talking about it, but you might remember this sound.
Kelly Ripa and John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo, classic.
That's so bad. Tom's going to kill us for just playing it into the microphone, but who gives a shit?
Who gives a fuck? Tom, I care, actually.
Tom.
I haven't seen Tom in months. I miss you, Tom. I hope you're well.
Yeah, Tom's good, mate.
Yeah.
He's good. He did great on the tour.
Fuck yeah. We're in that episode that we did. We watched that video, that YouTube video, live.
So we, yeah.
And then at the end of it, Zach commented.
Do we need to tell the people what the video was just in case they didn't listen?
I did. So it was having a dance-off with Kelly Ripa.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. It's very short. You can watch it. Like it's
you can
not,
watch it.
It's there. It's available to watch. It
goes for 52 seconds.
That's it. We watched it live and then afterwards, Zach commented on behalf of Mission Zach.
We did it together, didn't we? We wrote a little comment together.
We wrote a little comment under the video. Zach, what did the comment say? Let's refresh our memories.
It said, ha-ha, love John Leguizamo.
True. So far, all true.
We actually have a podcast about him.
Mm.
Probably our favourite actor. And boy, can he dance.
But he can. None of what you said is incorrect.
Now, that account that I did it from, it's from the Mission Zach Google account.
Which is so funny that the Mission Zach Google account's photo is your 2012 headshot.
Which I did to entertain you.
Yeah.
I think we had to do a photo and it's literally just for our emails. It's literally just to email whoever our podcast network is.
By the way, never checked.
No, I think you need an email. I think more than that, it's that you need an email to set up the Instagram, to set up the podcast, you know, when we're on Podbean.
Yeah, but if for whatever reason someone has been emailing us desperately.
So,
I mean, there could have been opportunities of work in there.
Ad reads.
Yeah.
Well. no, because it's not a public, no one knows the email.
Yeah, this is true.
But I thought it would be funny.
It wouldn't take a genius to guess what our email address is, though.
Oh, I don't even know.
It's whatever you would think it would be.
So I made it my 2012 headshot, which is a very funny headshot. I don't have a beard. I have like a mushroom haircut, style mushroom haircut. The best part is if you're a YouTube with less than 1,000 subscribers, you can't pick your name. So it's at user-Q1, like a bunch of letters and numbers. Although part of this, we'll be talking about our new subscribers. Mish, our YouTube now has 37 subscribers.
37? That's 37 more than we had.
Because I should say we did this comment into the void. Mm-hmm. But little did we realize that our four listeners were listening. And I think we have to reveal we have more than four listeners because this comment has gone viral. It has 256 thumbs up.
Now, that in a lot of people be like, that's not a lot. But in comparison to the amount of comments this video has and the likes on the other comments, this has blown them out of the water.
Our second best comment, this video has 10,000 views, firstly. Mm. The next best comment, the next best is also about our podcast. Mm. So with 17 thumbs up is Roblox Gacha saying, I'm listening to Mish and Zach reviewing this video right now. Three Leguistamos from me.
Hey, okay.
And then at 14, you've got to... All the comments are from us. We have blown this video up. At 14 thumbs up is you've got to watch this once at normal speed at one and once at 0.5 to really get the full experience. At 9 thumbs up is Leguizamarama is my favorite podcast.
Hey, mine too.
This is Peak Daddy Legs at 10 thumbs up. I give this 3 Leguizamos, 12. And then it's not... And then it's not until later on that we get the comments. This had no comments.
Yeah. Well, no, it had some.
It had some.
It had a few. One of them was just like, this sucks or something like that.
Yeah, we had some a negative. Idiot. So we've really brought the positive.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, it's incredible to me that our comment has gotten 256 likes.
And I should also say this video wasn't trending. It's only got 10,000 views.
Yeah.
It was less than that before our podcast blew it up.
Yeah, 100%.
And also that comment didn't have any likes until our podcast came out. So we just want to do a shout out to the 256 people that listened to that podcast and went over and liked it. That is how we have these viral moments that will get us into the podcast charts and fingers crossed.
Yeah.
One day,
maybe
Leguizamarama will top out Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's true. And can I just say as well, I don't know a lot, but I do know this.
Yeah.
If you have dreams of going viral, the best way to do it is by commenting on a video that is 7 years old.
Yeah.
That was in no way popular to begin with.
We it's weird. What do you feel? How do you feel, Mish, having a viral moment?
It's been nice.
Yeah.
In my time, I've had a couple of little viral moments,
but never 256 thumbs up.
Nothing like this.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't like that it breaks the illusion of how many listeners we have. I don't care for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because now people know we have exactly 256 listeners.
Yeah. I'm basing the people who actually went on and liked as the people who listen.
Mm.
And hey, that's 250,000.
We've got 250,000 listeners.
And that's not bad.
That's a good number. Now we've got to keep it at that. If we start doing live shows, I don't know.
We might even be able to move up to like 20-seater venues.
Oh,
the dream.
God forbid.
The dream.
Should we do some of the comments under the comment?
Yeah, please.
Should we check them out?
Absolutely.
Someone said five Leguizamos. It's Leguizamos.
It's Leguizamos.
But that's okay, Miles. We didn't come up with Leguizamos. One of you did.
Mm.
Hashtag live Cali. Mm. I was told to like this comment. I didn't know we did that.
Oh, did we?
Oh, wow. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, go on again.
I
like
thought it
again.
Was organic. Well, hey, yeah. Everyone listening to this one.
Let's get it to 300.
Let's get it to 300.
I want, if we can get our comment to 300. So if, share this. I want you to share this video. I want you to tell your friends, your mum.
We got to get
your auntie,
that comment up.
I want 300 likes.
Hi, Mish, hi, Zach. Love you and love John. Great. Couldn't disagree.
Great. There was my favourite one was from someone named Rory. And Rory said he pulled his car over to watch along with us, and I love that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic, Rory.
Mr. Larry said, I agree with Mish. That's the best thing you've ever done. Someone said, wish John did a backflip.
Oh, can you imagine?
Someone said, I'm enjoying myself. That's what we ask people to say sometimes.
Yeah.
Someone said, glad to see all 62 listeners have liked this comment. Well, 256 now.
Yeah, 256, mate.
There are dozens of us listeners. What an exciting moment.
Do you think the team over at Mitch and Kelly?
Mitch and Kelly?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Is it? Because that's Broden and Kelly's
Isn't
brother's
Isn't it Mitch
name.
And Kelly?
No, it's Kelly and Mark.
Oh,
you just
Mark.
Said Mitch and Kelly. So Broden Kelly, who is my co-worker and friend, has a brother called Mitch Kelly.
Yeah.
And you've said Mitch and Kelly.
I fucked up.
But it's funny that you fucked up by saying someone we know and putting and in their name.
Mitch and Kelly. So it's Kelly and Mark?
Yeah, Kelly and Mark. Or is it Mish and Witchrup?
Fucking hell. Do you think that they were alerted?
I think so. No.
Do you think anyone on their
team
noticed?
This isn't a blip on their radar.
Do you not think anyone noticed that all of a sudden that video got 3,000 more views?
Let's see what sort of numbers they get.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what?
Go on to their most popular video and the top comment on the most popular video. How many likes does it have?
So they had a Kyle Richards video 3 days ago get 26K.
Oh, okay.
Vanna White get 26K. You know what?
Mm.
You know what? It could have given them a bump. They could have gone.
Do you think anyone subscribed to Live Kelly and Mark? So their most popular video is Juju on That Beat Dance Lesson. With 8.2 million views.
So, but that's not the point. I think what is more of note is what other videos were doing around that time. Because I can kind of see that being in their top 10 that week or something. Or someone just being like, oh, one of the videos is doing okay.
Yeah, but okay. I know. But what I'm interested in is I want to know why. Okay, so this video is it's very exciting. I'm watching these people dance right now. The top comment on this has 1.1 thousand likes. And it is... Excuse me. I love how Sierra was humbling, trying to not upstage anyone. She's a professional dancer, and I'm sure she really destroys that dance at home. Haha. It's a very similar tone to our message.
Mm.
Very similar to our comment, you know? And that's their number one video top comment. Again, that's Juju on That Beat Dance Lesson, Live Kelly and Mark.
Someone said, someone commented under our thing, wow, this sounds very cool. John Leguizamo is great. I'll have to give it a listen. What's it called? Edit. No worries. Just seen the podcast name in other comments. So
oh
I didn't even think of this, Mish. Maybe now John Leguizamo fans will come to us because of this comment. And what they'll get is this this episode.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. If you've gotten this far in and you're just like, what is this bullshit? There's better stuff. We did a really good one on Carlito's Way with Alexi.
Tom Armstrong pitched a good idea to me the other day. Do you want to hear it?
Do you want to do that on the pod?
Why not?
All right.
I shouldn't.
Go on.
It's bad. podcast etiquette to have business meetings on the podcast. But
yeah, because whatever the fuck we were doing 30 seconds ago was better.
That was the weirdest laugh I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, two has changed you, man.
No, I thought it was really fun. He had the idea of splitting the podcast in half. You know how we talk for half and then talk about the movie for the second half? He said you should do your chat and then at the end of the chat say, hey, and then we release that on a Tuesday. We cut the podcast in half and we release that on a Tuesday. And at the end of the chat, you know, how was your week? We say, oh, and this Thursday we'll be watching this movie. Go watch it if you want to watch along. And then we release the second half on the Thursday.
That's interesting because then that means that we've released what we're going to watch, yeah. What we're going to talk about, so people have time to watch it.
It's a really good idea.
Fuck, Tom Armstrong.
Yeah.
I just want to say this of my friend Tom Armstrong.
Who will be listening right now and fiddling
absolutely.
With the levels.
I am constantly blown away by how good he is.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, borderline genius.
Good idea, good
idea. That's actually like a proper good idea.
Yeah.
Would people be on board for that?
Who cares? We're going to start doing it. Fuck you.
After Bloodline?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe. I can't be bothered. It depends. We'll decide. There's a million reasons why.
Well, no, because it would be the same thing for us. I'm the one who has to upload them.
Well, there you go. Yeah, if you want to do that.
We'll talk about this after this. So let's wrap this up, but I reckon just to wrap up this episode, let's watch it together one more time.
All right, so just to wrap up the episode, we're going to be watching our favourite John Leguizamo video.
Here, I'm going to come sit next to you.
Kelly and John Leguizamo, bust a move. Here we go. And if you hear like it in the background, times. Apologies. And I might count down if you want to watch along. 3, 2, 1, go.
Leguizamo, classic.
So great mispronunciation there. I'm going to turn it down
they're
a little bit.
They're holding hands, but their arms are so wrapped up and intertwined with each other. Also, it is worth noting that we didn't note this last time, but John Leguizamo is saying what he's about to do before he does it and then compliments Kelly on what a great dancer she is.
If we ever get John Leguizamo on this podcast, I swear to God, this is the video I want to talk about more than anything.
Yeah, okay.
Who made what decision?
Yeah.
Why did it play out the way it played out? Who overthought
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Did Kelly overthink it? Did John overthink it?
Yeah, see how it's just like, you've got good moves. You've got good moves. Beautiful.
Wow. That was live with Mitch and Kelly. And Mish, thank you so much for this mini podcast. Join us next week when we dive right back into Bloodline. We've had 6 weeks off for the listener, but we've had nearly 3 months off.
So let it be known right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can talk about this next week, obviously.
Yeah.
I remember nothing.
And that's what excites me. We were getting close.
We were honestly getting, we need to save this for next week, but we were getting so close.
We were getting really close. So it's really exciting. You get to join us again because we are back to zero.
Yeah.
In trying to work out what the fuck is going on in Bloodline.
Should we bring in a friend?
Maybe if we can be bothered.
Okay.
Mish, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Zach. Good to see you again.
It's time for me to go nine eyes because it's very late in America right now.
And I have hay fever. Bye.
Peace. I hate the word. I got one leg and a bucket of chicken. Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolves, man. Luigi Mario.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.